place bond in two days before.
Oh, what? Getting out of town.
Sir, in Johnson Gilbert, all these things not picked up on the Lord there. City has some.
Sure, I know, they all know your city, my God. They know that whole part, and they have a lot of stations up there.
Robert Burnett, who's a president of the Chamber.
Maybe you got Scott, that's like, always hear about Scotty, right? My city, he's got apples around. Now I realize it's legitimate, I mean, administration comes. That's right.
And this is, Fox, who is the secretary general. Tom Witter, the sovereign grand commander of the Supreme Council of Canada, he's been on the ground for sure.
What is your city up there?
Just here on the beyond.
Yeah,
I got this one. Brother Harvey Dawn is the lieutenant grand commander of the Supreme Council of Canada.
Well, I don't know, he's a coach.
Halifax.
Oh, yes, yes.
Our deputy grand commander from Texas, Waco, Texas.
Well, I heard that about the way you see him. Oh, he's done a great job, the guy he's been down there.
He walked through 3 days.
Sure, on change. Or area, you know. They are, that's really how they say, so some of the life there. Wonderful story on him, and the new thing came to Sweden, you know, on the cover.
Joshua Shepherd, I was in the grand commander, he was the president.
Part of the story.
Yeah.
She was a member of the corporation. Right, whoever knows what line, and a very great station. Yeah, you know, Texas and Arkansas, I don't recall this happening.
President, this is our headquarters here in Washington. And,
oh, yeah.
This is still something about our sky drive. And this is our conference, if you don't have. Now, this is the tax exemption here in our headquarters. That's kind of a liberty. Signed into law, and over our past. We as a government, as you do, I don't want to be in it.
Otto had a great program on drug control. Did he get a call get through to him?
Yes, sir.
I got a law of law. Were you there?
No, but I talked to Otto.
How was it?
He was concerned about the
who started it, and it came back, and I never know what time he got on.
21,000 people.
This is the program of the show. And years ago, when you were running against Helen Gahagan, and I worked with for you when you were down on Montgomery Street and marching with the microphone.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Harvey Hancock and all those
fellows down the ring right across
Al Ray, sir, and Mark Dolan.
Mark Dolan.
What a great bunch of
fellows. What a great bunch of fellows. That was an exciting time.
Yes.
We're so appreciative of the opportunity to come here.
Well, now let's see. Would you like to get a picture of all this so we can record it? So we'll see each of you get a copy. All right. Now, wait a minute. Wait till everybody's lined up here.
All right. I like this way. That's it.
You know, Bill Timmons is a 132. Are you in Scottish Rite?
Yes,
sir. He's more than that. He's what we call one of our honor men. In other words, he's been honored with special honor, like the man with the cross of honor. You know, my friend Rebozo from Florida is also, so we wax surrounded by him. Well, I must say this.
And your friend Timmons here, one of the first what we call fellows that we sent on the program that we have at George Washington University for training in government. That's why he's so efficient.
Well, I want to say runs through here, or I realize it's a fraternal organization, but you aren't afraid to wear flags, American.
That's right, that's right.
All the way, and I remember from all the years, and we need that.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President.
We want to give you a little memento here, and not much, but with that freeze on, we can't give you. As you will note, they've been calling you in the room, none of you have been in the room before, I first said that you had. This is a, the mark of the room that's built at the time of Theodore Roosevelt, is the presidential seal in the ceiling and in the floor, just reproduced. And here it is in the coupling. So each of you gets a coupling.
Well, thank you very much.
A lady can't wear couplings, she can get a bow.
Thank you very much.
And I appreciate that. So we want to thank you. That's our medal for distinguished visitors. And I just want you to know that I'm very honored to have you here.
We'll do all we can, surrendering here as Scott, to firm up the dollar.
No, we'll get along. I mean, as far as our
small bees.
As far as our economic policy is concerned, I've told many of our visitors from the major countries, the British, the French, the Germans, which I didn't see last week, and of course, the Japanese. This is a temporary matter which we, it's necessary for each of the five or the six great free world powers, for each of them to have strong, sound economies. We have to have that. That's in the interest of the world. You should have the British, you have the
French. I'm trying to
have the rest. Congratulations. We hope we do.
Yeah, I published this picture in our monthly.
Oh, absolutely. It's for publication. We're going to, as a matter of fact, we will put it out too.
All right.
So for any that would like to use it, and we'll send it to put on the wire for the British if they would like it. Oh, hold it for any of you gets a copy.
Thank you very much.
Publish it, burn it, anything you want. All a special tour of the White House if you would like, particularly our visitors from abroad. And it's not much fun to go through there when all the people are traveling through. So we have a special guide that will take you around. Take your time.
Thank you. Here's
our scarf. Pick up an inch and nail down. Thank you very much.
I can say that to you. I know you won't.
What do you want to do? Oh, Congress Congress. To Russia.
Right.
And China. We have to do both.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.